Workers are installing miles of fiber optic cable along I-10, as well as I-75 and State Road 16, to help pave the way for transportation of the future. The cables are made of dozens of tiny glass strands that can carry data at the speed of light. It's a crucial part of allowing cars and roads to talk to each other.
We're basically gearing up not only for what we have now, but for what we see coming in the future, all these different programs coming as connected and automated vehicles show up.
That's FDOT engineer Josh Reichert. He says the cables will allow connected vehicles, cars that can communicate with roadways and other cars, and automated vehicles, those that operate themselves, to send and receive information like traffic or road conditions to and from transportation management centers like the new one in Jacksonville. It's about safety, says FDOT program manager Peter Vega.
The most important part to me is accidents. Currently, when a car is driving down the road, if they have an accident, you can just tell through our cameras and what we have with our data. With the future of automated and connected vehicles, they'll have sensors in there.
The sensors could improve emergency response thanks to the real-time communication. Allie George, 89.9 WJCT News.